Hey, Sean, what do you remember from Brett Hundley's play in that 2015 preseason game?
Well, look, he's played enough preseason film where, you know, you see his arm strength. He's someone I can remember coming out of the draft from UCLA. He's got, I think, a live arm. He's athletic. You see him move. You see movement skills where, you know, you'll see him keep the football and you know, gain significant yardage. And I think that, you know, those preseason snaps he's had for however many years now are obviously important ones. But outside of that, that would be my exposure.
How do you handle the difference in your preparation from obviously thinking all season that this game would be against an Aaron Rodgers at quarterback to now an unknown in Brett Hundley?
Well, I think you still have to prepare for the offense, and you understand the personnel groupings. And then, you know, certainly we have to be ready to adjust to wrinkles that maybe we haven't seen as much of. But it's really, you know, preparing for the players at receiver, at tight end, at the running back position, and, you know, philosophically what we've seen on tape. The other part of it, you know, you've got to be able to adjust during the course of the game.
Defensively, what have you guys done so well the last 3 weeks?
Well, look, I think we've taken the ball away. Our third down numbers are a little better. We're still giving up the explosives, which is something that we're working on. But I think the takeaways, we played early downs well at Carolina on the road. I thought the early turnover in Miami on the first series that they drove into the red zone was significant in that game. It was fairly low scoring at the half. But I think it would start with that. I think we're contesting more throws and you know, gaining more confidence outside.
Hey, Sean, you want to give these guys Taysom Hill back?
Say that again?
Do you want to give these guys Taysom Hill back?
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, the way you phrased it, I thought it was some Milwaukee beer or something. No. He's doing well, and we're working with him, and you know, he'll be handling a lot of the scout team duties this week.
What did you, in all seriousness, I'll try not to be funny, not that I was there, but what did you like about him? Why did you guys feel like he was worth claiming and putting on your team?
Well, I was watching the receiver, McCaffrey, and, you know, we were looking at trying to find a way to maybe get him on our practice squad, and I kept seeing this Hill, and, you know, they, I'm sure, play quite a bit together on the field at the same time in the preseason. And, you know, initially I'm thinking this still can't be Sean Hill in the league. And then, you know, there's a scramble for 8 yards, and I know it's not Sean Hill. And I called Ireland in. We just kept watching a film and studied Max and then began studying Taysom. And, you know, I think in a very short amount of time, I would imagine you begin to see some, you know, quick stroke, live arm. You know, he's very athletic and can run, you know, a lot of the traits you're looking for. And the more film we just kept watching, the more, you know, we kept looking to find a reason not to. And we just, you know, trusted our instincts watching him play.
Hey, Sean, in a league where everybody likes, you know, 6'4" quarterbacks and guys who run like crazy and throw it like crazy, what's made Drew such a success for so long?
Well, he's athletic. He's extremely athletic. I think number one, I think the key is his ability to process information and quickly make decisions. I think that's one thing that I think you find with a lot of the better quarterbacks in this league, and then his work, you know, routine and the attention to detail, everything that goes into playing at that position is something that is very, I would say, important to him and very consistent over the years.
Sean, is Cameron Jordan playing the best ball of his career?
Well, look, I don't know if I'd say It'd be a hard question to answer that way. I'd say he had one of the better games of his career last week, though. He was very disruptive. Guys in the front did a really good job. You know, Stafford was banged up, and so we knew the ball would be coming out. We had a lot of deflections. You know, we knew the ball would be coming out quick. But he's got a lot of versatility, and I think one of his great strengths is his ability to play 60, 65. You know, it's very common for him to want to be in for every play, and that's hard to do when you play in one of those front positions.
Sean, in doing your prep and watching last week's film against the Vikings, I'm curious, did you see the hit Anthony Barr had on Aaron Rodgers?
Yeah, and I'm not going to get it. I knew someone would ask that question. I knew it would be probably about question six as well. So I'll leave it at that.
Hey, what do you like about your running back tandem? In fact, it was so good to get rid of Adrian. What do you like about Ingram?
Well, listen, it wasn't good to get rid of Adrian. I'll say this, you know, we value that position and think it's important to have depth. And you know, we had an opportunity. There was another team that, and I talked with Adrian about this. I wasn't going to, you know, keep him from another opportunity. But that being said, it's so hard in our league with the length of time we play. You guys have seen this yourselves. We've seen it. You know, you have to have depth and a number of guys that can play. With regards to Mark, you know, he's played some of his best football, I would say, in the last 2 years. He's been healthy. Last season, he came off a big year for us. He's versatile. He does a lot of things well. And then Kamara, you know, we drafted in this year's draft. Unlike basketball, you know, where you might have the draft and then free agency, we have free agency first and then the draft. So, Alvin was a player that certainly was on our radar, and you just never know how the draft unfolds. But fortunately, we were able to be in a position to select him, and he provides a lot of versatility as well.
Are your young DBs kind of gelling together, do you think?
Well, listen, we're not. I mean, depending on the position, we've got some experience at safety. We've got a rookie playing safety. We've got some younger corners, and look, a lot of those guys have played a lot of snaps in years prior. So we keep working on the technique, the fundamentals. They're gonna see as good a group as we'll see all year this Sunday.
Hey, Sean, you know, I suppose things go differently, and maybe you end up here and Mike ends up down there. You guys have been coaching both for a long time. I'm wondering, just sort of a glimpse into a NFL head coach's mind, when something happens that challenges you, and I don't know what you would look back on in your head coaching career as the most challenging period. How are coaches programmed to handle that? Like Mike dealing with not having Rodgers. Do you guys, you don't want to lose your best player or whatever, but you get excited about the challenge? Or what's your mentality as a coach?
Well, look, it takes place every season at a lot of other positions, and you never want to see any of your starters go down. And then, obviously, when it's a player like Aaron, you know, it's difficult. And yet, I don't know that there's anything anymore that surprises you while you're the head coach. I think you're constantly preparing your team for the challenge ahead, and Mike's done a fantastic job there, and I'm sure he and his staff will grind and work extremely hard at getting ready and getting their team prepared to play this Sunday, and understand that. You know, I'm sure there'll be some changes or whatever it is that they want to implement. But I think as coaches, I think the players look at you and you know, I think next man up is easy to say when it applies to some positions with depth. And yet, I'm sure that they'll have a good game plan, and we'll have their guys ready to play, and that's why he's been so successful.
Sean, obviously Drew has everything that you'd want from a tangible talent standpoint, but what do you think it is that's kept him so productive this late in his career?